Okay, so this is part two because I kind of stopped the episode before before I was actually finished. So this is part two of like the red or green flag. So this probably might be longer or may not be. But anyway. So we're starting back up from like splitting the check. If someone like insists on splitting the check constantly, like I say, I don't necessarily consider that a red or green flag. Get an amber flag in the middle. Because like I say, it's 2024, people. People have different values, different belief systems of how things should be done. And sometimes I know people's like, well, if they're not paying on the first date, then they're not worth it. I thought they wanted to be an independent person. Well, yes. There's a lot of different things that are just going on. Okay? So I consider that an amber flag. Also, here's another thing that you might not have thought about. So let's say you go out to dinner. This person pays for the meal. And then you don't get dessert there, but then you go out somewhere else to get like dessert or something. But it was technically the other person's idea to go get dessert. In my mind, because let's say it was my idea to get dessert. I think that I should be the one to pay for like the dessert because the guy or whatever kind of dynamic, the guy paid for the meal. That's just how I kind of think about it. Also, like I say, sometimes people aren't used to having nice things done for them, like especially with if it's like the traditional like male and female like tip. Sometimes it's like I think if like you've probably heard, guys don't get complimented a lot. They don't receive flowers. It's statistically proven with these things, okay? The first flowers that a man will receive is at his funeral. Statistically proven with that. You can argue with me. You can't argue with the statistics, though. I mean, I guess you could. So, with that being said, I think that it's sometimes nice to do nice things for other individuals as well. Like, it's like, it's nice to sometimes have like the princess treatment, okay? But it's also nice to go the other way too. That's just me personally. Like, it's like, I think that it's, if I give you a gift, or like, I do, like, one of my main love languages is quality time. But see, I also enjoy like crafts and like making things and making things special for other people. So, and that's, I don't know what love language that is, Gary Chapman, but that's literally what I enjoy doing. So it's like I enjoy making people's day, making them feel special. With that being said, splitting the bill is not like one of those things that's like a red flag deal breaker for me. Might be for some people, but it's not necessarily for me. Okay, sways a lot. Depends on what we're meaning by a lot. If they just kind of like use the F-bomb or like different terms like certain times in their life, or they're like, well, I guess I guess I'm the asshole now. Like, if they're just kind of like saying certain phrases, okay? necessarily consider that a red flag. That's also gonna probably be an amber for me. If they're like every single sentence is like a curse word. Okay. I know, my dude, you have other words that you can say, like you really do. I mean, I've known some people that it's like they curse a lot, maybe. Well, they don't really necessarily, yeah, they curse kind of a decent amount, but every single word is the same word, so it's like it's just a repeat, you know. It's not necessarily like they're just throwing out other terms. So that way. Okay. This next one, I'm gonna say it depends on the stage in the relationship. So it's pet names instead of a real name. Like, if they constantly call you babe or like a name that only they can give you, that's what a pet name is. If they're calling it within the like first 3 days or like first 3 dates, I'm not saying that's love bombing, but at the same time, it's like maybe you feel a little bit too hard too fast. And that would be like a red flag in my book. But it's like if you've been together what's like a decent amount. Like, I mean, even if you've known each other like a couple of weeks, because honestly, sometimes it's not about the quantity of time that you've known somebody, it's about the quality of time that you spent with this person. If you've known this person for a while, and then they start using pet names, like even, like I say, like a couple weeks, they might be able to start calling you that. Like, even like a month. And people's like, that's too soon. To some people. I feel like if you feel safe with that person, like, it doesn't really matter. Obviously, if you don't feel safe, you just, you know, peace out, Girl Scout. Done that numerous times for protection. Okay. Asking to have your phone password. I don't even know. Like, for me, it's like, you don't even have to ask. I'll give it to you. Like, because, and people's like, well, why would you be that trusting? I'm not that trusting right off the bat. I just, right off the jump, I'm not trusting with you. But honestly, like, if you are the one that I'm with, like, it's like, I don't have anything to hide. Like, I'm not, if you're the one that I'm with, you're the one that I'm with solely. I am loyal to you. I personally am not interested in open relationships. Some people are. Hey, that's up to you. Personally, it's like, you know, and sometimes people think that it's a thing of trust. Sometimes it has been like, oh, this person has been burned before. If you bring that into the relationship and you kind of like talk about, hey, these are the ways that I have been hurt in the past, and you're kind of like open communication. I believe in open communication 100%. If you want to have like an open relationship goes back to open communication. So it's like you need to make that known. Like, say these are my expectations going into it. See, I don't. And I know if you're listening to this podcast, most of these things sometimes it is an amber flag because sometimes it depends on the situation. But yeah, I will definitely share my thing, my password with you. I literally, like I say, I'm the most loyal person you will ever meet. And if you have like any questions about things, like you have to be a very high value individual when you're with me, because it's like if you're one of those people that's like, you don't trust me, like I do everything, but it's like this one person, they were like, I guess I'm the worst person ever, and it's just like, well, you're definitely in the top 10 right now, sir. But just like, I literally have nothing to hide. Plus, if you have a question, just ask me. I will like be honest with you. There's probably things in my phone that look more complicated than they actually are. Like, it's like, you know, sometimes people's like, if people have somebody on Snap, I forgot to put that. If people have someone on Snap, is that a red flag? Of like, it's not a, like, it could be a red flag if they're constantly like messaging that person or whatever. If it's just like here and there, like, I work with dudes from my work, you know, and, like, but the thing is, like, nothing that I'm doing is going, it shouldn't like prohibit or like hurt our relationship. Would never do anything intentionally. That's me. So like if you see somebody on Snap and you're just like, hey, what's with this person? I will tell you, like, some of those people I do not talk to like on the daily. We used to be friends. We're not, well, we're still friends. We just, I don't snap them. Like, I don't personally snap them every day. So, you know what? Also, like, if you go through my contact list, there are some people probably still in there from group projects that I had when I was in college and other things. Like, it's like, but I promise, it's nothing to really be concerned about. I mean, I sometimes have to go through my phone and I'm like, who is this person? Okay. So, yeah, I will, like I say, asking to have your phone passwords, not a big deal. Showing, okay, posting relationships on socials. If you posting the relationship on social, red flag or green flag, I think that's definitely a green flag, because then it's like, it shows how proud you are of this individual, of this person. And yes, say it to their face. Like, it's like, you know, you do this and this and this, and you make me grateful to have whatever. May sound like a really bad rom-com, but just, you know, I mean, I think that that's healthy. Especially if you're like posting other things that you are proud of in general, like, oh, I graduated, didn't think this day would come, da 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 da, and you don't post your relationship on social media, that's more of a red flag to me. Okay. Showing up to work unannounced, definitely a red flag. Like, I mean, maybe I would need context clues with this, but why are you showing up to my work? Like, also, like, I guess for my work, you have to have like a badge to kind of like get into my work. So that just adds a whole another level of like security, because it's just like, what? So you definitely had to ask somebody. Unless it's like, oh yeah, bringing you flowers or something. But I'm like I said, probably would need more context clues with that. But I'm going with red flag for right now. Like I say, unless it's like you're doing something nice to for the other person, or just like, yeah, like if you guys planned on having lunch or something, I guess that's not bad either, which is really interesting. Giving a personal gift rather than expensive, green flag for sure. If knowing that you've put like a lot of thought into this, and it's not like necessarily like an amount of money that you spend on it. And this goes for like rings too. Like, it's like if you are going to like pop the question. I know some people are like, oh well, if this person doesn't spend X amount of dollars, and I'm like, dude, I know that I'm interested in those types of things, because I feel like that's what everybody, every girl, like young girl, always like dreams about, is like having a nice ring. But I'm like, at the end of the day, and I'm really like, math is not my strong suit, so I'm like, am I just like really bad with like knowing how much like a ring in today's society cost? Or are these people just having like high expectations of like how much a ring should be? Because I'm like, I don't know how much you need to spend on it. I mean, for me personally, like, you could, I'm team like ring pop. Like, it's like you could do that, and because in my mind, I'm saying yes to the person, not the ring necessarily. And maybe that's like very cheesy and cringy, really. I don't care. I just, like, it's, I don't know, just, yeah. But going back, even if like you planned a personal day, like, oh, like we're gonna start off on a hiking trail, and then we're gonna do this, and then we're gonna do this, rather than like an expensive gift that's like you spent like $10,000 on, I'm like, I don't really care about those, that type of stuff. I like nice things. I do. Like, and yes, do I like sometimes living a bougie lifestyle and kind of like, again, yes, but do I feel like that's the most important thing in my life? No. Okay? If you spent like $5 and people's like, even if you spent less than that, okay, we'll just, but it's something like you had actually like thought about and you took time and effort to it, doesn't matter. Like, really doesn't matter to me. Like, that is like heartfelt, and that's something that took you, yeah, it did take you like maybe some money, it took you some time, took you some effort, took you planning. So, and all of that, it's a green flag. Consistently seeing a therapist. Again, green flag for me. Because if you are constantly working on yourself, doing the work, and trying to make things better and working on yourself, then I know that you're going to put forth effort into like the relationship. That's the way that I feel about that. Now, honestly, some people I think might need life coaching more than they need therapists specifically. So it's like maybe they just like kind of need redirection because like depending on the person, sometimes therapy and therapy does not work for everybody. I believe that everybody can benefit from it, but sometimes it depends on the therapist. Sometimes it depends on like the individual. It depends on like a whole myriad of different factors, but sometimes people might just like need redirection and understanding of how to incorporate things in their life or like a relationship coach. No, 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 no. Okay, so bad mouthing an ex. This is definitely a red flag. And I would say this person probably deserves multiple red flags, especially if they say things like, "Oh, my ex was crazy." Usually, 9 times out of 10, there were other things going on behind the scenes. And sometimes it's like the ex wasn't the only one that was crazy. Because sometimes you can see red flags in the other person too. So sometimes it's not just, oh, my ex was crazy and that's why I don't trust women. It's like, if you kind of explain different things that happen in the relationship, of like talking about, I think that there is like healthy communication in talking about past relationships and how they have helped grow and change you. But if you are still hung up on your ex, that is a totally different story. Like, it's like, oh, this is what I have learned from past relationships or past situationships, whatever. And these are the things I'm not going to stand for. These are my standards now. Versus, okay, don't trust anybody. I love how we did this. My ex did great with this and this and this and this. Or my ex used to do this. And it's like if they like start saying things like that, I would probably run. You know, just take both little legs and just peace out. Out of their life. Because if they are still talking to, like, whether they are bad mouthing their ex or if something goes south with your relationship, they might hold that against you. And I'm not saying like, oh, things are gonna go bad. But what I am saying, like, be careful in those situations where they are constantly like putting down another individual, putting down their ex. Because usually anybody that talks bad about someone is, even if you guys have like a disagreement, they're gonna be like, "What, you're crazy too." Like, it's like, if everybody's always crazy, maybe you need to take a look in the mirror. Just maybe. And see, evaluate, do some introspection, see if it's you. Okay. Now, this one, okay, so has a child from a previous relationship and they are still on good terms with their ex. I'm gonna say that's like a amber flag too, because if they're trying to get back together with an ex-relationship, ex-wife, ex-girlfriend, whatever, not a good thing. I think there has to be a part in this relationship, especially when you have a child together. You have got to decide, because you have got to make it work for your child. Okay. You gotta find a way that it's like, okay, I can healthily co-parent with my ex. If you're hanging out one-on-one, like, outside of, hey, let's do a drop-off, let's do this, let's do that, that is where I think, like, a little bit, you're crossing into becoming a red flag. Because, not that it's a bad thing, hanging out one-on-one with this individual, but it could turn into something more. So it's like, it's kind of borderline red flag, if that makes sense. But it's like, if you are trying to do everything possible, you're like, we share a kid together, we need to make this work. I'm not saying you need to get back together with them because you have a kid together, because sometimes that's not going to be healthy. But like, if you are on good terms, it should be because of your kid, not anything else. Okay. They are trying to figure out what they are trying to do with their lives still. If they're still trying to figure out what they want to do, their dreams, their aspirations, I would say that that's a green flag, because none of us are necessarily at that point in our lives all the time where it's like, this is where I want to go. And sometimes, like, out of, like, high school, it's like, okay, you finished school, now you need to go to college and figure out what you want to do for the next years of your life, till you're like 50 plus and at the age of retirement. You need to decide that. And we put so much pressure on that, that it's like, we wonder why so many people, like, are undecided, or they change their major so many different times. Because it's very difficult to sometimes decide, okay, this is where I want to go, this is what I want to be. Unless you're one of those people that's just like, you know, from the right off the jump, you know, these are the different areas that I want to be in. Like, love computers, really good with them, want to go into cybersecurity, help. And, like, unless you know that, it's very difficult. So it's like, and then there's some things that it's like, you don't necessarily, like, your dreams, you're like, oh, I had to give up on my dreams. Sometimes your dreams just adapt to something else. Maybe for, like, a time frame, or, you know. And sometimes you're like, okay, I'm really into fitness. I want to start a workout company. Like, some people are, like, really good with that, and they're like, I want to start, like, merch where you can have, like, the brand, we'll make, like, exercise bands, we'll make workout sets, all these different things, right? Where it's like that passion of, okay, and I'm just using these different things as examples, that passion of still being into fitness, but, like, then maybe creating protein shakes and different things, that's still at the root of who you are, like, my fitness. And then you're just changing and adapting to other things, you know? Though sometimes life happens like that, and it's for the best. So I don't consider that a red flag at all. Big into superheroes, like, I honestly, if they're a little bit of a nerd, it's not like a bad thing. I don't necessarily like. Most of the people, even in college, like sometimes you would just like be hanging out in like the general like public, and people would be like, "Hey, you wanna watch like a Marvel movie?" Like most of the times, those people were pretty stand-up people, actually. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what it is about like being into superheroes and how that like kind of correlates, but most of the time that I found like people who like Marvel or they like DC movies, they are like the most wholesome people you will ever meet. Like I say, do not know how that happens. And even I'm not into like superheroes, so I am probably a red flag in this, but like it's like you would ask them questions and they would go back and they're like, okay, so you would need to understand like how Superman got his strength and then this happened and this happened and then he dated this person and blah 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 blah. And so it's like, okay, they would like sit down and explain like period about what was going on, and it was like, you know, decent. So anybody who, going off of that, like anybody who can technically explain something without, and I know this is like a on, this is like one of those hot takes, like the mansplaining. And people's like, I don't like that term. One time I literally asked someone, I was like, so you said this person mansplained, what did they say exactly? Because I'm like, I know what the term means, and then they're like, oh, they just, and then they just repeated it to me. They was like, they just mansplained it. I was like, oh, okay. You can't give me anything based on that. Okay. Even like, okay. So I admire people like me personally, not into sports. But hey, if I watch it with someone or then I'm totally fine with it. Like it's like I enjoy more of the like dressing up part. But it's like if I'm watching sports with somebody and you can kind of explain it to me, because I've been with people that's like, okay, so this is what's like happening, but they don't explain it to you, because I consider like mansplaining, or I know it's like a very like sometimes hurtful term. So anybody who can explain it without necessarily talking to you or like patronizing you for what you're thinking, how this is supposed to kind of go down. Like, it, let's say you're talking about sports, like I say, and they can explain it to you in a way that isn't condescending. And they're actually gracious and patient with you. So if you ask like another question, you're like, okay, so what does first down mean? And I'm just, like I say, I know what first down means, but I'm using these as examples. And then they go through, take their time, and explain it to you step by step. Some people, like, you know, then you're like, okay, go back to X, Y, and Z. Like, and they're fine with that, they don't get irritated. A green flag moment. Like, they are a whole, like, yes, just, like, for me, honestly, just marry me on the spot, because that is top notch. Like, you are a whole greenway at this point. Like, it's like, yeah, definitely. No green flag. You're just like a whole, like, green forest, greenway. You got all the green flags in my book. Okay, so cares what other people think of them. This is going to be, I'm gonna say it's a red flag, just from the standpoint of if they are personally, like, if they are not afraid to be themselves, unapologetically themselves, that's a green flag. Not like confident, I mean, confident but not arrogant. Don't feel like a need to put down other people, but it's also like confident in who they are, confident in their abilities. Green flag. Now, the reasons why I kind of go from switch back and forth, that's what you probably notice in both podcasts, is I kind of say, okay, if they do this, then that's a green flag. If they don't, because a lot of things in life are situational. Just saying. So, if they feel they are constantly walking around on eggshells, they are overly apologizing to people, and they're like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Did I hurt you? Did I do this? Didn't I? If they are constantly that individual, where it's like, I don't want to say anything that could hurt you, are you secure in yourself? That's what I would ask. Are you securing yourself that you're like, okay, nothing's going to shake me? Nothing is going to actually deter me from who I am, from what I believe, my core values, what have you. I would consider that a red flag. If they are constantly saying sorry unnecessarily, you know, won't even, for like my ladies, like if you feel like if you don't wear makeup, that someone's going to absolutely hate you, or like it's like you're not wearing the right thing, you're not doing this right, you're like, then that is a red flag. You know, anybody who feels like they can't necessarily be themselves without being judged, it's a red flag, but more of like a red flag on the question of like worth and value. Like, it's like you need to find your value. You need to be a high value individual that like doesn't necessarily, like, it's like, okay, they didn't text me back. Maybe I should reach out. But hey, if they don't reach back out, it's not the end of the world. I am still me. I'm still who I am. Nothing's going to derail me from that. As long as you can be that individual, go for it. Okay. Can't cook. I would consider this like an amber flag. I don't necessarily. Yeah. If. Also, like, I know sometimes, like, you're just learning. This is your first time, like, living life. You are kind of learning how to grow, how to develop, how to like even change with different areas in your life. So sometimes I can cook, but I find myself like cooking the same things. And some, like, it's like pasta, I really can't really cook. So maybe that makes me a red flag. I know I can. Like, I can cook pasta. I just don't typically like cooking pasta because I had this one, like, traumatic experience where I got, like, second and third degree burns. So it's not so much pasta, it's just, like, boiling the water and trying to drain it that, in my mind, I'm just like, I can't do this. Even though I literally can, it's just like, takes me a while to come out of that mindset. So, like, it's like something. Sometimes I like need practice on certain things, but if you're going into something and they can't like necessarily cook, if they can cook, that's like a green flag. But yeah, if they can't cook, maybe teach that individual. It's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, it's like, oh, you want to learn how to cook? We can literally have a tutorial. I'm not gonna be mad at that. Like, it's like, I don't consider that red or green. Now, if they, let's say they've been living on their own for a while and they can't cook. I'm not saying that that's a red flag, but for one, how have you lived this long if you can't? Anyway. Yeah. So, I think that's just, like, something that you kind of can teach them. You know, it's not necessarily. Okay, tries to be on time, but is not often on time. I would say that is neither of the, like, yellow, amber, red, or green. It's kind of like more of a beige. Because, okay, sometimes what I do, especially if I'm going somewhere, and let's say there's, like, an event, but I know who I'm going with, I don't want to be, like, right on time, because then you're, like, still too early and none of the other people have showed up. But you don't want to be too late either. So sometimes you kind of go in the middle. I probably can't be the only one who does that. Like that's kind of like reading the room, knowing your audience. But, I don't think that's not what that means. But, yeah. I don't necessarily. Now, if you had an appointment and you had to be somewhere at a certain time, I guess that's something totally different. I put this one down, has a good sense of humor, is a green flag. And even, like, if you can banter with someone going off of that, that is more of a green flag than anything. Like, it's like, you're not gonna, like, get offended. Obviously, like, know the boundaries. But, and if you, like, cross those boundaries, open communication, open dialogue, people. Like, it's like, for communication, goes both ways. Even if it's, like, a dark sense of humor, as long as, like, those people, like, as long as you guys can go along with that. And so, like I say, sometimes that's knowing your audience, reading the room, you know. There's sometimes with certain friends, like, it's like, I know that they're going through a hard time, but I know that they also, like, thrive on dark humor. With them, it's like, I might use some dark humor because that's going to pull them out of this kind of, like, pit that they're in. Other friends, like, it's like, you might have to try to make them laugh or something. Yeah, you know, like, I mean, either way, it's gonna, but, like, good sense of humor, yeah, green flag. Has different tastes in music. I think that is, like, a beige flag. It's neither good nor bad, nor, like, anything, like, it can kind of give you a new perspective. Like, let's say, like, they're really into, like, country music, you're not. That can kind of give you a understanding, and maybe you might, like, understand their style of music and might like it. I know. Yeah. So, they like pineapple on pizza. Green flag moment. I know not everybody's gonna agree with me. People are gonna have some hot takes on that. I like pineapple on pizza. I love Hawaiian pizza. So for me, it's like kind of, even if you like buffalo like pizza, I don't know if anybody likes, if you've ever had like buffalo wings on pizza. Personally, enjoy that. Not like the you take like the chicken and put like buffalo sauce. It's not like you have like the bone in wings on your pizza. That would be weird. But I mean, you could also do just wings and pizza. But yeah, pineapple on pizza, green flag moment. They smoke or they vape. I necessarily consider this a red flag. I honestly, like, it's like, do not. I mean, you can do that, just don't be loving on me. I will literally not be able to breathe, and it's not a good thing. Like, it's like I won't be able to breathe around you. And people's like, "Aw, no, that's not an aw. I will literally pass out." And this is a little bit extra, but it's like, first of all, kind of like vaping, I honestly get a headache. Like, depending on like the scent. Or like flavor, whatever you want to call it. I can't necessarily do that. Also, like, oh, yeah, even like smoking. I don't like any kind of smoke, especially if you're like smoking a J or like smoking a joint. Like, oh my gosh, I can't really do that. I can't be around you. I'm sorry. No hate to people who do that. Really, no hate. I just know it messes with me and it messes with my head and my mind and just a whole lot of other things. Also, I think part of me is that I was like benefited from. Like seeing people, like it was like vicarious punishment. So if you're familiar with psychology, there's vicarious reinforcement, which means that you have learned through other people of what to do, and then vicarious punishment is you are living through other people of what not to do. And I've had some experience with vicarious punishment with. Not smoke specifically vaping. Whenever someone else is vaping, it sometimes gets into my lungs too. But whenever someone's like smoking, I guess it kind of like takes me back. But it was like I've had some like family members who have gone through some terrible, terrible things, and it's like not saying that that happens to everybody. Because of like smoking, had like a two family. The one, I don't know if it was necessarily from smoking or like from other health issues, or maybe I don't know. Anyway, but because of that, never really wanted to smoke. Also, I did have a friend who vaped and. Yeah. Duh. So, well. So I'm like, I can't do that. So I consider that a red flag. I will. Yeah. People who understand the five love languages, I consider this a red flag if you understand them and understand like the meaning specifically behind them. Because if someone knows, okay, these are all the five love languages, words of affirmation, quality time, gift giving, and then also acts of service, and one of them is the one I'm missing. Did I say quality time? Quality time, words of affirmation, gift giving, acts of service. There's one I'm missing, but anyway. If they understand all of the love languages, then you know that they're gonna be able to. Oh, physical touch. That's the one I missed. I did not miss that one on purpose. I promise you. I know that that's like a very controversial love language. But people do have that love language for the right reason. I promise you that they do. Like, it's just some people don't necessarily. If someone is very like protective of the other individual, I think that there is like, and people's like, well, jealousy, that's a red flag. Jealousy, I don't know if this is like the right term for it, but like maybe like a healthy jealousy, like understanding, okay, I don't want anybody, like, I don't want this person to be with anybody else. And I don't want anybody to hurt that individual. So, in that way, like, it's like if you're being like protective, and you know, sometimes people's like, well, I know how I've heard this most time, like, it's like I know how other guys think. Like, that may be a true statement. So, like, honestly, like, believe the individual. And honestly, like, give the person the benefit of the doubt first. Like, it's like, if there were other signs, maybe, that you need to watch out for, be aware of that. But yeah, if they're like trying to keep you safe in certain situations, that's a green flag. Like, if you go out and about, I'm not saying you go clubbing, I know people have other opinions of that, but like, let's say you just go like out and about, completely like wholesome night, and some person tries to hit on the other individual. I think it's important to like keep a safe distance. And like if they need assistance, if they need help, be there for them. Also, like it's like sometimes people's like, I don't want you talking to another person. Don't want you, like, that's a little bit controlling. And people's like, well, honey, like, it goes back to kind of like trust. It's like I say, I know me. I know I am like loyal to the person. I'm not gonna try to do anything to hurt you, to harm you. I am one of those people though, and I try to be very careful with this, but I'm one of those people that my intentions, because I do have like a pretty bubbly personality, sometimes it is like misinterpreted for other things. I think as long as your partner, your individual knows that, like, they're not trying to change you. They're not. Maybe that's what they like, actually, in some ways, that's sometimes what they fell in love with, is your personality, how you interact, and how you're like kind of a friend to everyone. Sometimes that's what they fell in love with, so just kind of go with that. If they're not trying to change you, they love who you are, but at the same time, like, it's like, okay, you're trying to be like protective of that individual. If things go south, you are there to have their back. That's when I consider a green flag. Like, you know. I'm one of those people, you got my back, I got yours. We don't really have anything. Well, I maybe be lying on my back because I was trying to protect you. Maybe I will end up in the ER, but at least I was trying to protect you. Like that's who I am. It's like even like for my friends, I'm like I am a lover, not a fighter. But it's like if I have to fight, if that's the only option, and I have to headbutt somebody, and I have to do things, I will do that. Like I said, not my first instinct, not my first way to go. But yeah. So those were like the two episodes from, or the two parts from this kind of topic. If you want like any more like discussion topics, you can always let me know. But I hope that you have a great rest of your day. And until next time, I will see you on the next.